This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, April 20th here at Gillette Stadium, less than a week to go before the 2012 NFL Draft. First round next Thursday night, prime time. Patriots, a pair of picks.
Thank God. Let's kick it off.
Ready to trade up, trade down, trade out, pick two guys.
Stay put, make picks.
Stay put, Eric Scalavino would like to see. I don't know what I want to see at this point with all
I
the mocks flying
up.
Around.
I would take a trade up.
I would
up.
Take trade up. But that'll be for next Friday. We'll talk about who they've added to the roster, hopefully in the first round of the draft, hopefully a couple of stud playmakers on defense. For this week, we talk about some re-signings and potential retirements. The big news of the week is the Patriots re-signed center Dan Copen, a former Pro Bowler and All-Pro and a longtime member of the front five in front of Tom Brady, while another front five member, Matt Leit, reportedly will retire. We have heard this rumor, speculation all along.
Since the Super Bowl.
Pro Football Talk definitively said they have a source that he is indeed going to retire. Boston Herald said he may be waiting till after the draft to announce it. But it sounds a lot like Matt Leit is going to call it a career after 11 seasons protecting Tom Brady's blind side, as they say. Pro Bowl seasons in there, four of them, an All-Pro season, and arguably his best season last fall.
Might have been.
Against
it might have been.
Weekly All-Pro type pass rushers. Mm-hmm. He really shined. So Matt Leit clearly may have a future in the Patriots Hall of Fame, has three rings, another guy with three rings calling it a career, so they're few and far between. In fact, mm-hmm. there's only two, right?
Tom Falk, Brady,
Falk and
Kevin
Brady.
Falk, and we still don't know if Falk's going to be back.
True that. So it could be just one, the franchise. But in the wake of Leit moving on, we will look at the offensive line, and that also ties into Copen. And there may be a tie-in there as Copen adds the versatility with the re-signing earlier in the spring of Dan Conley. Mm-hmm. Gives you guys, you can move around. Copen primarily a center, but Conley can play center, both guards. Robert Gallery can play guard. Theoretically,
he
can play some tackle. And the obvious replacement on the left side is a guy that a year ago at this time was probably working out for Dante Scarnecchia, a last-minute workout. And then the Patriots took him with the number 17 overall pick, Nate Solder. Are you comfortable with Nate Solder as your 16-game Tom Brady protector?
I would be comfortable with him, given what he did last year, being able to play all 16 games last year at a variety of positions, predominantly as a tackle. But mm-hmm. we saw him as the tackle-eligible, lining up at tight end, didn't catch any passes, obviously. But he got a lot more experience than I think a lot of people thought he would with Matt Leit coming back last year. Sebastian Vollmer's injury played a lot into that, his situation, so Solder got to play a lot on the right side. But, yeah, I would be comfortable with that. I mean, when you drafted him last year at 17, you heard Bill Belichick say it. He's been a left tackle all his career. He's going to be a left tackle in the NFL. Well, situations forced him to play right tackle his first year for part of the year, but the natural position for him, I think, is on the left side. And it was only a matter of time, whether it was this year, next year, you know, if Leit fulfilled the extra year of his contract, Solder was going to be there anyway. And he already had that year of experience and a lot of game-type experience, whether it was starting or coming in off the bench. I'm fine with that. I'm a little bit more concerned, Andy, about the right side.
Sure.
And who plays tackle there, because we don't know the status of Sebastian Vollmer and his back troubles. We don't know still what we have exactly in Marcus Cannon, who was a fifth-round pick with first-round talent, if you believe some of the experts last year. So coming off of the cancer situation last year, he actually played a lot more than I expected him to as a rookie. And then you have the Robert Gallery insertion, whether or not he's a candidate to join that right tackle mix. A lot of moving parts, and I think right now your most stable player is Solder, moving in for Matt Leit on the left side.
And another guy you hope is a stable player, Brian Waters. There is still some speculation as to whether he will be back, whether he will retire. He is under contract, coming off a great first season in New England.
Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but there's still some up-in-the-air nature to his presence, whether he will be back or not. I don't think the team even knows definitively at this point.
No, and I'm going into 2012 with this offensive line in mind, left to right. I'm going Solder, Gallery, Copen, Connolly, Cannon as my starting offensive line. I'm thinking worst case scenario with, you know,
Mankins.
With Mankins being still on the shelf with his knee injury and Waters not coming back. And Vollmer still iffy. That's my worst-case scenario,
yeah.
Starting offensive line.
And it's not a terrible worst-case scenario.
No.
You have guys that have started in the league at various times. You know, Cannon is the weakest there, but even he got some reps out there last year. And you have guys that know each other in terms of Connolly and Copen kind of to solidify in there. So it's not, you know, they're much worse situations teams have been in. And as you said, that's probably your worst case scenario. Your best case scenario involves a great competition at center between Conley and Cope. It involves Mankins and Waters back as pro bowlers, and maybe Vollmer back as your full-time a guy who was a second-team All-Pro as your right tackle. So there's certainly an upside as well to the competition.
Absolutely. But if you set your expectations low, you have nowhere to go but up.
And reality will probably be somewhere in the middle. Not all of them will be out there. And
not all of them will be on the shelf.
Right.
Either.
So that's one interesting move this week. The other, and I was surprised if you follow sort of the Twittersphere and blogosphere, that this move got a little bit of traction. And that's Chris Kepelin, rhymes with Zeppelin, was signed as a kicker to the roster.
You may remember him from last summer.
Yes, when we said, is it Copeland? Is it Kepelin? But
we
have
now
definitively
it's
said
Kepelin,
it's Kepelin,
rhymes with Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. I call him Leg Zeppelin, Leg Kepelin.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw these comments, you know, could there be some competition? Or, you know, are they looking to save money at kicker?
No.
I don't see it. I see him
see
as
it.
Just a leg brought in.
A kickoff leg.
They're managing Gostkowski in camp in the preseason. This is your kicker. This is the guy. And then when the preseason ends, he goes somewhere else. Maybe he has a great preseason and, you know, gets it on tape and down the road gets a job out of it. But it's not here. I think you have your all-pro, Pro Bowl-type kicker in Steven Gostkowski.
And it might be this year only for mini camp.
Could be.
You know, last year they needed him for training camp because Gostkowski was still working his way back from the quad surgery at the end of 2010, and he wasn't fully healthy as far as kicking off was concerned. By the end of the year, he was booming them as he always was. But so they needed an extra kicker in training camp in the preseason last year. I don't know if they necessarily do this year, and it might be just to give Gostkowski the spring off from having to kick off and do certain things.
Or he could stay through camp depending on if they expand the rosters till 90.
Right.
He could be one of those guys you say, well, we might as well have an extra kicker around. And I did want to point out, a little bit of a confusion, but the Patriots are right at 73/74 on the roster, and the confusion is Eric Catani.
Oh,
where exactly,
okay.
if he's technically on the roster.
Right.
I think some details between the NFL and Navy and that whole situation are still being ironed out, so I'm not sure technically he's under contract and active. Well, he's active for somebody, either the Navy or the Patriots.
Yes, he's on active duty. We just don't know what uniform he's
wearing. Not sure exactly where that is.
Yeah.
But that's where the Patriots are. So, you know, they're six-ish.
So they could have six or 16 more spots to fill.
Right, and they have six draft picks at this point heading into the draft, all in the first four rounds. But there's obviously fluidity there. Guys could be cut that are around right now. Guys who could be back. A guy like Andre Carter could be added to the roster, and some of those limbo veterans right now, but that's where they stand today.
And we say we don't know about the rosters because that was a change that was supposed to be voted on at the owners' meetings in March, but that got postponed until the owners' meetings at the end of May. So we should know by the end of next month what that decision is. So there could be a lot more signings in that
bit of a
June period.
It's going to be a strange year because technically you'd want those spots open now as you go into the draft, and then especially when you go into undrafted
camps.
Players.
Right.
You know,
most
of those guys are signed, you know, Sunday, Monday, in that range after the draft, whereas a month later you could find out, oh, now I have 10 extra roster spots. So it's going to be sort of a unique situation where you'll be adding either undrafted guys or veteran street free agent types potentially in late May or early June if they do pass that 90-man roster limit. And if they do, we'll be here each and every Friday to update you on those moves. But for right now, Dan Copen is back. Chris, the Leg Kepelin, is back, and Matt Light is preparing to ride off into the sunset on a Harley.
And with less than a week to go before the draft, our Samsonite Make Your Case today was about the draft. What should the Patriots do in the first round? So visit Patriots.com, cast your vote, let us know what you want to do. Andy and I have already made our arguments.
Vote for Barron!
Go read them, and go vote.
Barron is swell in 2012.
Oh boy, that's a stretch.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.